We're in the middle of Simin Samach Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing the pronunciations of the words inside of Kriya Shema. So let's continue with Seif Yud Ches. Says the Mechaber, Yadgish Yud Shel Shema Yisrael. You should make sure to pronounce the Yud of Yisrael correctly. Shelo Tibola V'Shelo Teira'e Aleph. Shema Yisrael. Right? You don't want to sound like Israel. Like in English, we say Israel. So you're saying like Shema Yisrael. That would be bad. Right, so you want to be madgish the ayin Shema Yisrael. Chin yud de vehayu zelot lihishtama vehau. Right, that one I'm not as clear on why it would sound like that, but that's the statement of the mechaber. Okay, in the Bir Halacha here, Dira Masal Yadgish Yud. So he says something interesting. He quotes from the Yisod Vashor Shavoda that you should. You should look in the Sefer where he goes into detail about what happens when you mess up these letters and you're not reading carefully. Meaning, it's just a kedai to see what could happen to all the words if you don't pronounce them appropriately. Meaning, listen, I don't know how long it really takes for a person who knows how to pronounce words correctly to say Kriya Shema. That's everybody has to figure out for himself. But you see one thing for sure from the Shulchan Aruch here, that you have to be very careful how to say the letters and the words of Kriya Shema. It's not a joke. And really, obviously, it should apply to everything. But Kol Shekin, it has to apply to Kriya Shema. So we have to be very careful how we pronounce every single letter of Kriya Shema. Going further, Sif Yates, Tzorach Litein Revach Bein Vichara La'af. Lulishtama Vicharaf. Right? We say Vichara Af Hashem. That we don't want to say v'charaf Hashem. That doesn't mean the same thing. That means embarrass, as opposed to Hashem will get angry, right? Okay. Seif chav. Tzarech litein revach bein teva she'tchilasa kisof teva shelofanel. Then there's an additional idea that if it ends with the same letter as the next word begins, you should make sure to pause in between as well. Kigon b'chol levavcha. Out levavchem, b'chol levavchem, esev bisadcha, v'avadtem mehera, hakanaf psil, eschem me'eretz. Right, so that's why if you look in a lot of sidurim, there's always going to be a psik in between those particular letters. I skipped a sif katan in the Mishnah Berurah here, sif katan lamed beis, where he talks about being careful not to swallow certain letters. So he says, don't switch out letters that are easily swapped out. Right. In other words, when you say v'ahavta, it should not be v'ahavta, levavcha, nav shecha. I mean, you have to be very careful what difference between a pei and a beis. Now, obviously, you say, well, a pei doesn't sound like a beis, but what we call a veis sounds like a fei. Sometimes when you're reading quickly, certainly it's a major mistake that can happen. Right. And similarly, you have to be careful with every single word, as we've said, because we mentioned previously that the every one of the words of Shema is connected one of the Ramach Ivarim, and just like if a person has one Aver that's not working properly, it can even be a life-threatening situation, but at the very least it's uncomfortable. So we want our Ramach Ivarim to work correctly. We should say all the words of Shema correctly as well. Okay, going back to the Mechaber, Siv Chaf Aleph, Tzarech b'chol aleph she'achar mem lahafsik b'neihem k'gon v'limadatem osam. Right, we don't want to say v'limadatem mosam, v'kshartem mosam, v'samtem mes, urisem moso. Right, uzchartem mes, v'asisem mes. We don't want to sound like that. We want to sound v'asisem es. Right, shelo yehe nire k'kore mosam mes. You got a lot of death in your words if you're going to pronounce it like that. And if you look in Mishnah Berurah. If you look in Mishnah Berurah, both in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, which he skipped, but again, we want to be very careful that you not have to stop in between the letters, you just have to enunciate them. Right? That's the idea. But you should be careful that you shouldn't switch out kamatzes and cholams. You want to say the O sounds are O's and the A sounds are A's. They're not the same. And Sivkat and Lamedality points out from the Shlach Kodesh that it applies to every Aleph that's after a mem, v'avaratem Elohim acharim in that case, einichem asher zonim acharehem, elokechem asher leilokechem ani. Right, that's easier because at the end of a pasuk, elokechem emes, and any time we're starting a letter with a word with an Aleph, you're always running into that possibility that you're not going to enunciate the Aleph. Asher Anochi Mitar Artzachem Ve'otzar Es Asher Hashem Divarai Ela. Again, you could go through every, basically you have to just enunciate every single word of Kriyat Shema as carefully as possible. It's a difficult task to try to accomplish what it says in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, that you shouldn't make a psik there and sound weird. So you're trying to accomplish this dual task of making every letter be enunciated and not sounding ridiculous. So it's not an easy thing to pull off, but we have to give it our best shot.